All right, welcome on the lines, everybody. It is the Corporate Fit Challenge monthly coaching call. Today is Friday, August 3rd, and I'm so happy you're either listening on live or you have decided to listen to the recording later. Either way, I promise you'll get some great content that you can use in your business. Some of the advice that and coaching that I offer on these calls is directly related to the Corporate Fit Challenge, and other advice is just in general business advice that I want you to have and use as you need it. Because the Corporate Fit Challenge is obviously just one hopefully thriving, hopefully growing part of a larger training business. So I like to acknowledge that we're all entrepreneurs and business owners and not just talk about the Corporate Fit Challenge. So here's what we've got on deck for today, some great stuff, three main things I'm covering. Number one, I'm going to cover just some simple business advice for your business, Corporate Fit Challenge, personal training, small group training, health club, boot camp, beach body, whatever kind of business you have that brings you to this call, some general business advice. Number two, I'm going to go over a really exciting effort that we are doing right now with our local Chamber of Commerce and how you can steal some of these ideas and do it yourself. And then number three, I'm going to talk about how you should be customizing the Corporate Fit Challenge to fit your business. So those are the three items, and then I will open up the line to questions. If you're new to the call, welcome. You're muted right now, so if you're trying to ask me a question, I can't hear you. If you do have background noise around you, it's not interrupting the call. When I do open up the lines, though, you'll have a chance to introduce yourself and ask a question. We usually have some veteran trainers on the call and some new trainers on the call, so we love to hear from all of you. Number one, what I wanted to share with you, first and foremost, is a great quote, and whether you like Oprah, don't like Oprah, or anything in between, it doesn't matter. She's one of the largest brands in the world, and obviously very successful business entrepreneur. And here is a quote that I got from Oprah a year ago that I like to share with trainers. Number one, it is you don't need permission to have a platform. You don't need permission to have a platform. You have a calling. Go use it and change some lives. So I'd like you to write that down. We're going to talk about it a little bit because it might relate to you or might relate to someone on your team or in your business or someone you're working with. I've been coaching a lot of trainers lately on the Corporate Fit Challenge, and one thing I keep running into is people feeling like they're not sure if they are a wellness coach. They're not sure that they they're a personal trainer, or they're wondering, like, do they need to be anointed a Corporate Fit Challenge coach? Like, really, what's the process? And what I want to tell you is you don't need permission. You don't need permission to have this platform. You can truly decide that you are interested in helping people live well, and you are willing to take the steps necessary to learn how to be a really great coach. A part of that is reading through the whole kit. A part of that is watching the videos. A part of that is taking the initiative to understand what the program entails, and a part of that is just putting it into action and practicing. There's not one day that you're just going to decide that you're going to be an amazing wellness coach. No one's going to come and tell you, all right, now you're ready to rock as a Corporate Fit Challenge coach. You've got to just jump in, and you've got to jump in with some tools, obviously. So I'm hoping that by now you have read the kit, you've watched the videos, and some of you obviously have been doing the challenges for a long time, and you can agree that no one said to you one day, hey, you're a Corporate Fit Challenge coach, go be an expert. You just have to decide that you want to be an expert in this area. Now listen, I'm not talking about medicine here. I'm not saying that anyone can just wake up one day and say, I'm going to decide to be a doctor or an expert in as a doctor, right? Of course you need extra schooling for that. Of course I believe that you need certifications to be a competent personal trainer. But what I'm saying right now, you don't need 1,000 certifications or a master's degree or PhD to be a Corporate Fit Challenge coach or to be a wellness coach. You have to decide that's what you want, and you need to make yourself an expert in that area. I got that advice, so that's a quote from Oprah, but I got that advice from a guy named Brendan Bouchard. He runs something called the Expert Speakers Academy, and I paid a lot of money to go to this last fall, and I remember him going around this big room and having us all state what our expertise was in. I remember being kind of nervous to say that my expertise was in corporate fitness or wellness because I didn't have a degree in that. I just had a lot of experience and interest in that. And I realized that if I just owned that and decided that, no, I really do know a lot about corporate wellness because I've really helped hundreds of workplaces change. I've really helped thousands of people in this area. But I can tell you, I could have said that I was an expert in corporate wellness 2 years ago, 3 years ago, because I had enough of an interest in it and I decided this is what I was going to do that I needed to see myself as an expert in this area. So my point is that you're probably getting in your own way right now. Your own fears are preventing you from really being able to take off with this if you feel like you haven't, because you're waiting for someone to say that you're ready. So stop waiting. You don't need permission to go be amazing in this calling. Go use corporate fitness to change people's lives. All right? The second thing I want to share is that this is so true in fitness. It's just amazing to me. This is, again, a quote from Oprah, and it's, everyone wants to feel worthy. Everyone wants to feel worthy. So she said in her career, her job, as she saw it, was to go out and notice people and let them know that they matter to you. I really hope you write this down because I've really used this in my business. Everyone wants to feel worthy. Your clients at the gym, your clients in boot camp, your one-on-one training clients, your clients in your fit clubs, your beach body challenges, or whomever you're working with, they want to feel worthy. If you go out and notice them and let them know that they matter to you, they will hang on to you, right? How do you let your clients know right now that they matter to you? Just showing up at a session isn't enough. What is it that you do or say? Or what's unique about you that you let people know they matter to you, that you notice them, that you notice their progress, that you notice their change in attitude, that you notice their change in self-esteem? What is it that you do to let people know that they're worthy? If we reach out and help more people feel special, feel worthy, we will have more people want to do business with us. Right? So how can you relate this to your fitness business? Of course, with your existing clients and people in your classes and camps and all that, make them feel special. Do testimonials on them. Share their story like we do with our 60-second inspirations. Have them share in a group setting what they're most proud of about their progress. In our current boot camp that we're running right now, it's a Turbo Kick boot camp. We met for lunch last Friday, and we're meeting again today after this call. And I just have everyone go around the circle and say, what are they most proud of from just their past week? And it could be something as simple as not snacking after dinner. It could be something as simple as getting in their workout every day, no excuses, right? They want to feel really special. So I try to shine a bright light on people as often as I can. And I hope that you do the same for your clients. And if you feel like you could step up your game, then you should. Right? Let people know they matter to you. If you're going to go to a business and work with them on the Corporate Fit Challenge, make it about them and not about you. Let them know that you believe as teachers that they have a real role in society and that you really value the role of teachers and you want to help them really shine in their role by making them feel great about themselves, right? By really helping them tap into their own energy. You've got to really believe that. I've got to really believe when I go into a manufacturing company and talk to workers there about this program that they really deserve this, that they really are worthy of being noticed, that they really are worthy of feeling amazing in life, right? Make it about them and be as personal about it as you can, all right? And then the last point that I want to share, this one comes from an author and keynote speaker. His name is Daniel Pink, and I saw him speak last year live, and he shared something with me that I've used a lot in my business. And he said, people do better. So people like us, right, trainers and club owners and coaches, we do better when we know how our work fits in to the bigger picture. We do better when we know how our work fits in. So maybe you know, and you remind yourself every morning when you wake up, hey, I'm helping end the trend of obesity. I am fighting the health epidemic in our country. I am not just trying to sell a training package. I'm not just trying to sign on another client or customer. I'm not trying to just sell a program. I am helping end the trend of obesity. I'm helping people live better. I'm helping people live with more joy. And sometimes you need to be refueled yourself. Sometimes you need to be refueled. I'd highly recommend you get on YouTube today and you watch some of the clips from HBO's Weight of the Nation. I watched some of those clips this summer at a seminar that I was at, and I'm telling you, I was just immediately reinvigorated about my lot in life and what I'm supposed to be doing. If you get on and watch some clips from the Weight of the Nation, Weight of the Nation, W-E-I-G-H-T, of course, if you just even watch the intro clip, you will see how badly people need our help. People are walking around with inflamed organs. They're walking around with junk in their body. They're walking around bloated. They're walking around with low energy. Not everyone. I know a lot of us keep active people active. I know a lot of us work with that 14% of the population that is already active, and we love keeping them going. And that's awesome, and those people need us too, but we can use those people to help us bring more people to the table. Because that 14% of society that is already active, they've got a lot of friends and family who are not. So as that relates to the Corporate Fit Challenge, make sure that you are really dialed into what you're doing here. Watch some of those videos. Create some of your own testimonials. Make sure you really believe that you are on the front lines of fighting an epidemic. Make sure that you believe that you are the champion of prevention and wellness. And what we do is just as important as what doctors do when they treat illness. We are out there trying to prevent it. You've got to so believe in this purpose. Make sure that the trainers and coaches you're working with see themselves that way, on the front lines of fighting disease. When I started talking to my trainers and coaches in that type of language, it really changed their attitude about what they were doing, but even more importantly, like the fire in their belly. Right? If you really start to look at, we are out there fighting obesity, fighting disease, we are on the front lines of helping people live better, you have a little bit more spring in your step. You feel a little bit more important in your role, and you feel more willing to give. All right, and that's a line that was from, again, Daniel Pink, and his book is called Drive, and it's all about people do better in life, in their work, if they know how what they're doing fits in. Now listen, how could you relate that to your clients? Do they know how health and fitness fits into the bigger picture of their life? Do you explain to them what that 30-minute workout is going to do for their body? Do you explain to them a little bit about how much their heart loves to pump fresh oxygen through the body? Do you talk to them about what food does to your body, what it can do to your body, good and bad? Sometimes people need to understand the bigger picture of what they're doing to their own bodies and how this is either helping or hurting them. People do better in life when they know how what they're doing fits into the bigger picture. All right, so there's just some general, fun, hopefully business advice for you. Number two on our agenda, I wanted to cover an initiative that we are doing with our local Chamber of Commerce. I've done a couple of things at the Chamber, and I want to make sure I state this correctly, because you don't have to work with your Chamber of Commerce to be successful in the Corporate Fit Challenge. Maybe you're not active in your chamber yet, all right? It's not the one way, only way to do the program. I survived for years in the Corporate Fit Challenge as just a member of the local chamber and didn't really use the chamber to help me promote it. But I think I was missing the boat a little bit, and I know that Angie Amador, one of the coaches on our team, did one of her best challenges through the Chamber of Commerce. Well, this past year, I became a board member on our Chamber of Commerce, and they've just kind of noticed my work more. I haven't put myself out in front of them. I'm not at the meeting selling memberships, but they just hear more about what I'm doing. So they were more inclined to call me and say, which is what they did, hey, we've got some extra wellness money from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. How could you help us use it? Well, that's a great question that any of us would love to get. And I can tell you a couple years ago I wasn't positioned to get that question. But because I've become more active in our local chamber and people know me just for the work I do in the chamber, not just for my business, they were willing to come to me with this. So I'm doing what I'm calling a Corporate Fit Challenge Rally. I did one last year. I'm doing a bigger one this year. And I'm doing it on Friday, September 14th. It's from noon to 1:30. And it's a luncheon where I'm going to be kind of like the keynote speaker at a luncheon. They're going to have free lunch from me. And I'm inviting two people from any local business, any local chamber business to come. So this could be manufacturing. This can be retail. This could be the local power company. Any member of the Chamber of Commerce can come and bring two people from their office. I do not designate that it has to be someone in management. I don't really care. It can be two employees who are on the wellness committee. It can be two people who are just interested in wellness. I assume that if I share the message well, that I will find the right people to go back to their office and beat the drums about it. So the theme of my program, and I'm going to email you guys the flyer that I did today, and you can take it and use it, of course. This isn't in a version that can be edited, but if you get your own rally going, I would be willing to hook you up with my designer and have her make the changes necessary for you. But the theme of it is called Add Power to Your Business, and it's a picture of a hand holding a lightning bolt. Add power to your business. And I decided to just be really bold, and some of you know me, that wouldn't surprise you. I don't like to just go meekly in the corporate fitness. I like to be bold with it. So I said, poor health can weaken your business. Stop hiding from it and fight it. Poor health can weaken your business. Stop hiding from it and fight it. And then a couple of the quotes we have on there are from an email that I really hope you saved or downloaded or printed off. Kelly sent out an amazing email with a recent obesity study. And a couple of the comments in the study were, studies have found that obesity costs more in healthcare dollars than smoking. Now, of course, that doesn't mean I'm encouraging people to go out and smoke. I'm just saying that most of us, you know, put our nose up to smoking and say, oh, poo-poo to people who still smoke. Well, poo-poo to people who are costing us a lot of money in obesity, right? And I don't mean that in a bad way. I welcome these people into the fold. I mean, my whole club is focused on wellness and not just keeping active people active. But I think sometimes we like to forget how much that's costing our country. And I think a lot of times employers and managers themselves forget how much they're costing us. We recently had a federal politician, someone who serves us in Washington from Michigan, come and visit my health club. And I'm not criticizing, I'm just being dead honest with you. The guy is 80 pounds overweight and a chain smoker. He couldn't make it up the flight of stairs at my health club without having to stop and wheeze for breath. And yet when he sat in my office and talked to me about the healthcare crisis, and he talked about that we shouldn't have to pay for everybody, blah, 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 he also took no ownership for the fact that he was costing us a lot of money. Right, that we always want to blame somebody else. And what I wanted to say to him, and I ended up saying in a nicer, kinder way, was that, wow, wouldn't we do well if we just all took more personal responsibility? And I said, do you know that obesity costs us more than smoking? Now, here's someone who's obese and a smoker. I'm not trying to criticize him. I'm trying to put out in front of him as a politician, are you walking the walk? Right? So for business owners in town, do they realize it? Do they realize how much it costs them in lack of productivity, in sick days, in just people feeling lethargic and sedentary, people having more health issues, right? So I want to just put that out in front of them. Obesity costs an average of $2,383 extra per person per year. These are in extra medications, extra doctor's visits, and of course, any extra treatments, you know, from becoming diabetic or having high blood pressure, hypertension, whatever. So I'm not out here trying to rail against, you know, obesity. I'm trying to put it out in front of employers that they can do something about it and that this is costing them money. All right? So then I say, come learn how you can fight poor health at our Corporate Fit Challenge rally. And I just put the phone number and email for Kelly for them to call and sign up. So it's just an hour and a half luncheon. I'll do a brief presentation. I'll show some video clips of successful businesses who have done the Corporate Fit Challenge. And then I'll, of course, offer some incentive for them to reserve their date right there. So last year we gave out gift baskets, probably worth, I would say, more than $50, maybe close to $100 in a gift basket that they could take home with them back to the office that day if they signed up. And it had lots of stuff in it. It had fresh fruit. It had, we share Beachbody products here, so it had P90X bar, Shakeology packets. It could be whatever kind of retail you have at your in your business. It had cards in there, like for, I think, our local restaurant that has healthy wraps. We put in some lunch cards. We put in water bottles, all kinds of. It looked like a really amazing basket. And they got to take that with them if they signed up that day. All right, just added a little bit of wow factor to it. So that's something you might want to consider doing, a Corporate Fit Challenge rally. It can be on a small scale. You can invite just a couple local hair salons. You can just talk to the local chiropractors and say, could I meet with you and have lunch with you guys and talk to you about how you could get involved in our Corporate Fit Challenge. You can meet with just the local coffee shops. You can meet with just the local banks, like whomever you want. You can target just one industry, one that you have a connection with, or you can go to your chamber and say, I'm a part of this international network of people fighting poor health. It's called the Corporate Fit Challenge, and it's a workplace wellness program. I'm one of the coaches in the program, and I'd like to offer a rally to your businesses to have them hear more about it. They might say no, but they will definitely say no if you never go ask them, all right? My goal, as it was last year, I believe we signed up 12 businesses at this rally last year. And I think there, if I recall correctly, there was 15 businesses there. So a really, really high closing rate, all right? I think that the message was pretty compelling, that you can't hide from poor health, but we can help you fight it, and it's actually fun, and it'll do good things for your team. And you, as a leader in the business, need to take ownership of it, right? So that's the second thing on our agenda, just the idea of doing a Corporate Fit Challenge rally. And then the last thing I wanted to share, so number three on the agenda, was how you could be customizing the Corporate Fit Challenge to your specific business. Now listen, this is completely relevant to veteran trainers on the call and people who've been doing this for a year or 2 years or 3 years, and it's just as relevant to the new coaches in the program, of which we have many. You can at any given time decide to change some of the elements of your Corporate Fit Challenge depending on what parts of the business, of your existing business, you want to highlight. For example, the simplest example, if your business has been doing lots of one-on-one personal training and you want to get into more small group training, why don't you offer some small group training sessions in the six-week Corporate Fit Challenge so people are experiencing your small group sessions? And don't freak out about the cost. Sure, you can add more onto it, but do you really have to? Can you look at this program as a $150 or $180 or $200 program? Some of you do it for $99, depending on what you offer. Can you look at this as putting your best that you have to offer, packaged up and delivered with a smile to people in a workplace and their friends and family? Can you put in the best of what you offer? So maybe that's small group training. Maybe that's access to some of your boot camps. Maybe that's access to some of your retail products. I know that Ian and Vito and some other people in the program, they just offer Shakeology packets to their corporate challengers as a way for them to experience the product. Same with Angie Amador. You can include logo wear. You can include training sessions. You can include a foam roller if you think that, you know, you can include a band. You can include whatever it is you want to include that shows people the best of what you have. You can include a cooking class. You can include a grocery store tour. You can include a cooking demo. You can include a group walk around the community. You can include a hike, a bike. You can include DVDs that they can check out. You can include access to your facility. I need you and want you to really start thinking more strategically about what you include in your Corporate Fit Challenge. The guidelines that I laid out for you are just that. They are guidelines. They are what I use in my program, and when I put together a product for you, I put together the best of what I have to offer. I think anyone in the Corporate Fit Challenge needs 3 coaching appointments. I think we should all stick to that. Whether you coach people, those kind of life coaching appointments, whether you coach people individually or as a group, that's really up to you and what the capability of your business is. If you're just a solo trainer doing this on your own, you're probably going to coach people in small groups for time saving. If you're a larger facility like mine or you've got a lot of trainers on staff, you probably want to coach people individually because they get the most attention that way, and if you can offer it, why wouldn't you? So everyone should get the 3 coaching appointments. Everyone should get a food plan. I think the food plan that we put together is great. It has nice, clean eating menus. It doesn't focus on points or calories that require people to track and live by a number. It encourages people to eat when they're hungry, to eat often enough, and to eat good foods. You can modify that as you want. I think everyone along with that needs some kind of a journal. We have the journals for you, of course, so you can make your own. They're easy to print out, send to your local Staples or Kinko's Coffee Center, and they can copy them for you. I think everyone in the program needs email coaching. This is what keeps them on track in between their sessions. This is their email reminder on Monday morning that says, what's your plan for today? When are you getting your workout in? How did you do over the weekend? Did you say no to alcohol at that family event? How did you do? You can offer them a quote. Here's what I want you to think about this week. It's easier to stay well than to get well. Talk to me about that quote. Give me your feedback. The email coaching really helps people stay connected. Now, that can be done through a private Facebook group, or that can be done over email, whatever your preference is in your business. The last element that I think every Corporate Fit Challenge needs is the group workout is possible wherever you can host that. If you have a facility, of course, hosting at your own facility. If not, at a park, at their business. If you don't have a facility, you can go to their business. You can go to their parking lot. You can go to the park. Some kind of group workout where they could all get together and work out. Now, those are the main elements of the program. That's not to say that, of course, all the challenges need to include a fun kickoff, a finale. They need to be put on teams. Those are just the core principles of the Corporate Fit Challenge, that people do better when they're on a team and they have accountability. It's not about competition. It's about accountability. People will have more fun if you do a great kickoff and a fun finale. And those are just, again, elements of the Corporate Fit Challenge that you probably won't find in other wellness programs. Most other wellness programs aren't talking about fun in teams and bandanas or wristbands and all the kinds of things that we do, but that's what makes this program interesting and unique. So those are kind of the bare bones of the program, but what you add to it is what really makes your brand shine. So whether you want to give them access to semi-privates or small group training, or you want to gift them each $10 toward logo wear, or you want to give them some bars or shakes or whatever you sell in your business, maybe you want to gift them all access to your boot camps, whatever it is. I gave lots of examples. Be creative. Be creative and know that there's no wrong way to get people focused on their health and wellness. There's no wrong way. You can't do this wrong. So stop worrying about it so much and just put in the elements that you think best fit you. Maybe you want to get them coupons to local stores to get new tennis shoes or the local grocery store to buy fresh produce. Maybe you want to take them on that grocery store tour. Whatever it is for you, be creative about the other elements that you add to it. All right? So that is what I had for you today. Number one, just the general business advice, some great quotes from Daniel Pink and Oprah, and how that relates to you as an entrepreneur. Number two, we talked about the Corporate Fit Challenge Rally and working with your Chamber of Commerce. Why not you? Why not you? Don't wait for someone to anoint you the Corporate Fit Challenge expert of your community. Just be it. And then number three, how you want to customize the Corporate Fit Challenge to your existing business. What parts of the business do you really want to see grow? Well, you should include those things in the challenge so they have access to it and they can experience it. Awesome. With that, I am going to unmute one line at a time. This is my strategy here to keep the lines not too loud. So listen up. When I'm on Instant Conference, I see you all by area code right now. Instead of me taking the time to compare that to my roster and look up everyone's area code, I'm going to unmute a line and call your area code. And if you have a question or a comment, I'd love to hear from you. If you do not want to stay on for the rest of the call, you don't have to, but we'd love to hear your questions and comments if you'd like to. This is your chance to get some coaching. So I'm unmuting the line for area code 703. That's 703. Go ahead and talk to me.
Hello, this is Angela Melton with Riveting Fitness. I believe that's my area code.
Hi, Angela.
Well, we did start our first challenge 2 weeks ago, and it happens to be with the office staff at our local chamber.
Oh, no way.
I know, and so I was so excited to hear about your second point. And we're serving on the Health and Wellness Committee, and my daughter and I, who are partners, have asked to speak at the Wellness Committee and spotlight our business, so we're going to spotlight Corporate Fit Challenge. But now I have now I have my agenda and what I want to focus on. And so I really appreciate your comments. I'll take those and use them and let you know how it turns out. Thank you so much.
Angela, that's wonderful. I will email the listserv today with our flyer. You could even just, obviously you can, I'll hook you up with my designer who can edit that for you, or you can just take that in and say, hey, the program that I'm a part of also does rallies with their local chamber. This is one that they're doing this fall. Would you like to do something like this?
Sure.
Just show them the program. Yeah, it looks really, it's really sharp looking. You look super professional as you already are. It'll match you guys. So, Angela, I'm so glad that you're on the line today. Thanks for listening in. I'm going to invite area code 440. Area code 440.
Hi, my name is Tracy. I'm from Total Customized Fitness.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. What would you like to share today?
I have two questions. And the first question is, I haven't started our challenge. We're going to kick ours off on the 10th of September.
Nice.
And I know that you guys say it's 3 coaching sessions. Is it really 4? Because the fourth one, when you measure somebody, and do you recommend advertising it as 4? And then the second question I have for you, do you ever use a product like Lose It or MyFitnessPal in lieu of tracking on paper?
Yeah, both awesome questions. You certainly can advertise that as 4 sessions. We've always said 3 sessions because the last appointment, we have our trainers come in. So say we finish on a Friday, we have our trainers here between like 6 and 9 or 6 and noon, and people just come in without appointments. They just weigh, measure, do their fitness testing. It takes like 5 minutes.
Okay, cool.
But listen, Tracy, what we recently added on to this, so you could call this a fourth appointment, we now give them at that, when they come in and weigh and measure, we give them a statement that I think is in the kit now and also on the website called I Will, and we have them write down, I will commit to whatever. So you could actually add some extra dialogue to that and kind of help them set some long-term goals and make that a fourth appointment. Number two, yes, we do have a lot of people use MyFitnessPal for their tracking. You can certainly have them do that for their food. You just want to make sure that they're somehow also writing down, did they, what's their mood like and any other notes. I like to see from them, felt low energy today, felt really sore today, and those are things that you can't just get from the MyFitnessPal printout.
Perfect.
But certainly you can, give them a little notebook and say, hey, use MyFitnessPal on your iPhone, and then in your notebook I want you to write down every day how you're feeling.
Nice. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Tracy, thanks for being on. We have some other people on the line, so I hope you guys hang on and listen to the others. Let's go to area code, I think I know who this is, area code 410, 410. I just unmuted you, 410.
Hi, Trina, it's Tim Rohde.
Oh, Tim, there's a couple of you guys on. Let me unmute the other 410. They're probably trying to talk to me, too. Sorry, guys. Let's see. Okay, both of you from the Mac are on. Who else is on?
Could be Doug is on, too.
Doug, are you on? I heard you dial in. 410, Mac, you guys are unmuted.
I can fill you
in. Trina, can you hear me now?
I can. Sorry about that.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Cool. Fill us in.
Trina, this is Tim. We just finished a corporate fit challenge with a company that we had as a corporate member here, EMG, and the unique part about this one was that they had people in offices around the United States that they needed to include. So with some trepidation, we took that on and handled all their people locally here conventionally with teams and colored bracelets and all, and did the others. The owner came to the company launch and the kickoff and actually video conferenced in the other sites. So they were all there, and we talked about them, and we assigned their people at the remote sites to our on-site coaches and had them communicate via email during the 6 weeks. We just had the finale this last week, and it was incredible. Maria, if she was on the call right now, she'd be coming unglued because we got just as good of results with people off-site as we did on-site. In fact, as we gave away the awards, in many cases, the different winners for Inchworm or Biggest Loser came from people who were off-site, so although we were a little bit concerned about our ability to be effective, it worked really, really well. So I'm sure Maria can send around the results we got, and the other coaches might be able to use that to bolster their confidence to do people that maybe they didn't even see. It, I think all together we had 55 people sign up for the challenge. 44 actually finished it and turned in their results. I think there were a few that were still waiting on because they were away on vacation. But it worked incredibly well. And the best part was that the overall winner of the challenge was the owner of the company, who lost 34.5 pounds in the 6 weeks. And he looks like a new guy and is totally sold on the whole process.
Oh, my gosh. I have absolute goosebumps. Tim, that is such a riveting update. I remember when Maria was on the line 2 months ago, and you guys were just getting ready to kick this one off. And I remember her being worried about, you know, as we all would be, about, you know, trying to work with other sites. And I remember our conversation being, listen, we all know this is not about equipment, and it's not about being in a specific class. It is literally about the connection and the accountability and making someone feel like they matter. And that's what we talked about earlier in the call, but that's exactly what you guys did, is you coached people, made them feel accountable, made them feel like they matter to you, and you can do that across state lines. Congratulations to the MAC. Tim, out of the 55 people who started it, and I understand how it goes in the summer with not everybody weighing in at the end, how many would you say were local and how many would you say were off-site?
You know, it was close to 50-50. We had there maybe just a few more local people than remote, but it was pretty close to even.
Wow. So your coaches did the coaching appointments over the phone, and then they emailed back and forth their accountability. Did they email them fitness programs to do?
Exactly. We told them what measurements to get and how to get them and how to do the programs. And some of the coaches cited, you know, we asked each of the coaches at the finale to stand up and name the people in their groups that were most inspirational and they felt made the biggest difference. And two of the three coaches cited the interaction and the activity that they got from people that were remote, who were emailing, asking for details, calling in reports, letting them know how they were doing. The people were really engaged, and that seemed to be the common thread between the results and the overall success of the program.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it worked really well. I mean, we wouldn't hesitate to do it again. And it helped that the head of the company was a big advocate for it and arranged for the simulcast, you know, and the video conferencing and all. It worked really well.
And the fact that he or she, the owner, is it a male, the owner of the company who won 34 pounds?
He's a big boy. I mean, not obese, but he's, you know, he looks like a guy who could have been an ex-football player.
And wow.
He stood up in front of the group at the end and confessed that he had been trying to lose this weight for 20 years. And that what
no
he realized,
way!
He realized during this 6 weeks was that he couldn't do it alone, and that he attributed the accountability and the camaraderie of the Corporate Fit Challenge to his ultimate success, and that he's been trying to do this for 2 decades, and all of a sudden, you know, while everybody was participating in it, he was able to get it going. So it worked really well.
Tim, isn't it amazing when you hear stories like this? And this may have been the one that you just emailed to me. I see I have an email from you about a challenge that you guys did. I bet it's this one. Don't you feel like you wish you just had a huge megaphone that you could say, we just worked with a company, and the owner of the company has been trying for 2 decades, and this is what solved it?
Yes.
You know, sometimes I wonder, like, what's the next step, how to get this out there in a bigger way, because I really do think that there's not one solution for everybody, but I certainly think this program is so, you know, reaches so many different people and can get virtually results for anyone because of the accountability and the fun that's built into it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it made a huge difference, and that's going to be the key, is to try to get the word out. The good news is that we have that testimonial, and again, you know, anybody out there that's delivering the Corporate Fit Challenge could use that, because I'm sure it would work for them as well.
And so you have that a video testimonial, is that what you mean?
Well, we were shooting video, but anybody out there that's doing the Corporate Fit Challenge could use that, you know, our success to leverage for themselves if they've got companies
right
where they need to do remote.
Tim, let me just ask you to share one more thing on that. I oftentimes have trainers who are newer to the program who say, you know, I want to go and talk to a local business about doing the program, but the only testimonial videos I have are yours, the ones that, you know, that I put on the website, and they're hesitant to share that. And I've said to them, well, if you have success stories of your own from your own clients that you want to share, you can, but I don't think it's a problem to share success that shows the success of the program, even if it was another trainer carrying it out. What do you think about that?
I agree. When we were getting started, we were in a video deficit ourselves. Even the first few Corporate Fit Challenges we delivered, we didn't collect a lot of video. And, you know, more than once I talked to our people and I'd say, go to Trina's videos and let's see what we can use there, because it's the program. It's not imperative that the program happened here. This is representative of what people can do when they get into the program. And I think we did. We wound up using some bits and pieces of that, and that helps to prime the pump.
Right.
You know, I think it's a good call. As long as you're honest with people and not misrepresenting something, it really
right.
is the program that's making the difference.
Okay, excellent. I'm so glad you said that. I hope some of you on the line were hearing Tim there, and those of you listening later who've been questioning whether or not you should use some of the videos that I've given you, I think it shows that credibility for the program. And it's the program that's successful, and you're going to bring life to the program as a trainer carrying it out. But you're showing them that you don't have to invent the wheel, right, that you've got a program out there with proven success. Excellent. Tim, thank you so much for sharing. What else did you want to say?
Well, it might be helpful to the subscribers to the Corporate Fit Challenge if you could have your people take a few of your stock videos and sort of neutralize them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe pull some of the references of the Bay Athletic Club out of there, and for the people who are new to the program or trying to get started or looking for a foothold, they wouldn't have to explain that, well, this is from a club in Michigan. It would just be this generic Corporate Fit Challenge video. I'm not sure if that's possible or not. But
absolutely. In fact, someone put that request, and you might be on the line if it was you asking. I can't remember who it was, but Kelly and Sarah on my team are working on a script for that. Someone put that request out to the listserv last week. Could we put together a more generic CFC video? So we're just going to pull some of our footage, as you said, and just do the voiceover of, you know, what the Corporate Fit Challenge is. So it'll still be footage from another club and other trainers, but at least it'll be a little bit more generic, and it'll talk about the program in general. So I'm so glad that you agree with that, Tim, and that's definitely something that they are working on at the request of someone in the Fast Track.
Great. Very good.
Cool. Thanks for weighing in from the MAC. We always love to hear from you. We've got a few more people on the line live, and see, this is area code 949. So somebody out in California, I believe, is on 949. Alicia, is that you? Area code 949.
Hi, Tina. It's Erica from Driven Fitness.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What would you like to share today?
You know, we just started kind of ramping up for our first challenge, which is due to start on Monday. And it's been a little bit of a struggle out here, only because I think of the time of year, summertime out here in Southern California, we lose a lot of people to vacations. I don't know how it is mm-hmm. other parts of the country. So it's actually been a pretty low turnout, but I'm okay with it. I think it started getting the bug in people's ears. So we're just going to schedule a new one to start right after Labor Day with a couple of new companies. So hopefully kind of people will tend to get a little bit more focused again after their kids are back in school and they're done traveling.
For sure. Yeah, I absolutely agree. I got to be honest, Erica, we actually don't run challenges in the month of August. That's not that people can't, and when I was first starting, we did. But now we're in a position where we can take a month off and kind of regroup, and we already have September booked up every single Sunday in September booked up with a new challenge, and we took August off. So I would like to, you know, point out that it is possible to do these when people are vacationing. It's all in the way you put it out to them. That would you like to stay fit? Would you like to keep the weight off? Would you like to stay focused on your health while you're vacationing? This is a program you can do anywhere, anytime. You don't need to be anywhere at any given time. But still, people are going to say, you know, they're in kind of vacation mental mode as well, where maybe they're not as committed. So I completely hear you there. Who's the group that is starting Monday? Are you still going to roll with it, or are you going to wait till September?
We're going to do, which I don't know if anyone else has done before, but it's kind of the whole idea is very foreign to some people. So they suggested that we do just a free demo class for them so they can kind of get a look, you know, idea of what we do. So we're going to do that on Tuesday. I don't know how many people are going to show up. We only have two that are confirmed out of this small company. But we'll see. So we're going to do that no matter what, and then we may roll with it, just adjust a little bit, or we may just push till September. I haven't quite decided. I'm kind of going to wait to see what the turnout is. But I don't normally do things in the summer either, but I thought it would be kind of, you know, interesting to see if at least people could sort of get excited about it.
Good for you. Erica, did you have a chance to go in and talk to the employees about signing up, or did they just get like, okay, you did?
Yeah, I did. They did kind of like an informal meeting. It's been really difficult in Southern California with just getting into companies and talking in general and getting people excited about it. There's so much out here for people to choose from. You really have to
differentiate
yourself, because people are already doing or paying for things they're not using.
Yeah.
So
that's a good thing for you to know. You're paying for
something
you're not using. And it's such a smaller investment, such an easier way for someone to, you know, test you out and date this program before they have to commit to a contract anywhere, you know?
Yeah, so we're going to go with that, you know, format even in September, maybe offering a free demo class in conjunction with our info meeting, so that people kind of, they feel more comfortable about it, because there's a million boot camps here and there's a million CrossFits and all these other things, so they're not quite sure what they're jumping into.
Cool. Well, and let me make one suggestion before we move on. For your free demo class, I know you're not sure what the attendance is going to be. Don't just make it a fitness class, because you're going to make people feel like this program is just about doing a fitness circuit, and it's really not. I would make the demo class partly a writing exercise, where they're writing down what would they like to see happen in their health in the next 30 days. What's something that they've been frustrated by in their health? And so show a little bit of coaching with it. Give them a quote, like a positive quote to take with them. You know, write it up on and put it on a power bar or something, whatever you want to give out to them. But make it more than just a workout, because you don't want people deciding whether or not they liked that workout. Because a lot of people, you know, they have lots of workouts to pick from. Make it more about setting the stage for, hey, imagine the next 6 weeks, your life can be different. What would you like to see happen in 6 weeks? I want you to write that down for yourself. And write down one thing that's been frustrating you about your health. And then give them a quote, lead them through a sample workout, you know. I would do something more like that, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yep, it does.
Cool. I'm glad you dialed in, Erica. Keep us posted on the listserv. Tell me how we can help you either with this one or to ramp up your one for September. I do think you'll have better luck after Labor Day for sure.
Okay.
So thanks for that. I'm unmuting the line from area code 313. We have 4 more people. If you guys don't mind listening in, that'd be great. Area code 313. Would you like to jump in?
Hi, this is Colleen Keelan with Sidekicks Martial Arts.
Hi, how
are you?
Great. Are you here in Michigan, right?
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah, so this is my first call.
Well, welcome, Colleen. Thanks for dialing in.
Thank you. So I'm just really enjoying hearing what you have to offer and getting other perspectives as we start this venture on our end.
Awesome. I know when I talked to the owner of your facility, he was really excited about getting you involved, so I'm glad that you're on the call today.
Yes, thank you.
Cool. And you picked up some good ideas, or at least got the wheels turning?
Yes, absolutely. I like the idea of kind of offering the best of what you have.
Yay.
And incorporating that into your program.
Yes, that is going to be very relevant to you guys. It doesn't have to be the same thing that I offer or the Mac or anybody else. You need to offer what fits your facility. So
exactly.
Cool. Colleen, I'm glad you picked up on that today.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We have 3 more people, so if you guys would let them share, I would really appreciate it. Area code 805. Area code 805. It's unmuting right now. It takes a second to unmute. There we go, 805.
Hi, this is Debbie with Thrive Wellness.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, we just had our coaching
call. Hello again. I talked to you yesterday.
It's just been interesting. This is my first call I've listened in on, so it's been interesting to hear what everybody says. A little discouraging to hear Erica. I'm in the same kind of situation, Southern California, oversaturated, but going to get out there and just, you know, target who we can, make it work. I had a question for some of the bonus group workouts.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're only 2 people, once we get going, thinking optimistically, and we have bigger groups, is it okay to do some of maybe some bonus things, like, say, a guided hike with multiple companies, or is it good to just keep it within the team?
Oh, such a great question. Debbie, I'm sorry I didn't clarify that on the call yesterday, but all of our group workouts are multiple company.
Okay.
So we pick one time, Sundays at 5 p.m. That's
okay.
When every company involved comes.
Okay, so, no, that's a really good clarification, because I was thinking,
yeah.
You know, how do we get, like, this person on Friday, this person on Wednesday, you know,
right.
Get all the schedules. So it's good to get everybody together, have them meet new people, have a bigger
they
group.
Love it. They look at it, again, because a lot of these people are, you know, obviously in business, they look at that as great networking. So when
right.
We have, you know, all the people from the bank, First Federal of Michigan, meet with all the people from the insurance company down the road, it's good networking
okay.
For them as well.
Great, and that makes it easier for us because we only have to schedule one group workout
one.
Time.
Yeah,
you know,
we do Sundays at 5, and anyone and everyone can come. Doesn't matter how big the group is, because you can certainly take them on a group hike. I know one of the trainers, Lisa, in California, who's doing the program, would that's all their group workout ever was they would go for a hike and they'd stop along the way, maybe do some strength training, but it doesn't have to be like a traditional, you know, dumbbell style workout. It can be anything
right.
active, and you can have them meet anywhere.
Okay, yeah, it's fun to shake it up because some people, that really works for them and that becomes a lifelong thing. Other people, you know, like the cardio circuits at the park or whatever.
Right, and you can do a mix or whatever. And I agree, it is good to hear from Erica and you that, you know, there's some trepidation that, well, the market is oversaturated. And I just want to share with you one quote that I got from my friend Shalene Johnson. She's from California. She created a program called Turbo Kick. Turbo Jam, Turbo Fire. Anyway, she's all these infomercials on TV. And she said to me when I was opening the club, she said, Trina, the market is not, this is very blunt, everyone, just fair warning. She said, the market is not oversaturated with fitness professionals. The market is oversaturated with unhealthy, blank, kind of unhealthy people.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Right. So we have to look at it that way, that even though in Southern California, I would imagine, I've spent a lot of time there myself, that, you know, we have a more fit community like they do in Colorado, like they do in some other states that generally have a more active population, more health-conscious population, not as many smokers, not as many diabetics. But you still have people living sedentary lifestyles. You still have people not eating well or keeping their weight down by not eating much at all. I mean, it depends on where you live and what people will do, right? But you have people, you have more people who need you than you have people offering it.
Right.
Right? If you go to a CrossFit gym, you're going to see the same 50 people using that gym all week long. Well, there's 5,000 people in that zip, you know, in that 1 mile radius. So the thing that I like that I think differentiates this program or makes it the purple cow, if you want to go with Seth Godin's idea of being remarkable, the thing that makes this program a purple cow and remarkable is that it is built on teams and accountability, and it's fun. And it's not just get in and get sweaty. It's not just a workout. It is definitely about coaching somebody to a better life, and it's much, much, much more about them than about what you offer. It's about making their days in life healthier. And if you really lead with the idea that this is going to work potentially better than anything else they've ever tried, it's going to make Weight Watchers, it's going to sink Weight Watchers for them. Nothing against Weight Watchers, but half of the people in my program have done it, and they've been successful tracking their points for 2 months, and then they completely fall off because they can't live with that amount of pressure.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we've actually changed our marketing wording, you know, since our coaching call to reflect more about the life changing and more of a coaching emphasis to stand out from the boot camps and everything else.
Yay.
In the end. So that was
good.
Helpful.
Oh, good, Debbie. So happy to hear from you. Thanks for jumping on the call right away today. I really appreciate your time
yes,
on the call.
Thanks, everyone.
You're welcome. We've got two more people I'd like to hear from, if you don't mind staying on. We've got area code 703. Area code 703. I'm unmuting you right now. There you go. 703. Do you want to weigh in? Do you want to share? Oh, that's Angela. Angela, I heard from you. I'm so sorry. I may have unmuted the wrong line. 440. I'm going to unmute all lines and see if there's anybody I missed. How about I do that? 313, that was Colleen. All right, everyone else is unmuted. Awesome. It's going to get loud. So anyone else want to share anything that I missed? Did I miss anyone? No? All right, everyone have an amazing Friday. We're right on time, 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock Eastern. I love it. thanks for sharing. I love the program. I love that you're involved. And stay connected, everybody. Take care.
Bye.